Out. No balls, two strikes. Duffy swings and misses low on a strikeout to a putout. That was his dropped third strike, but tagging in time was the catcher, Nolan. So that's one down, as everybody here at Fond du Lac is excited because Duffy was the beer batter. So for him, it's like half off beer to the next inning for the entire fans in the stadium. So that's definitely why it was a bigger cheer as the first offering comes in outside and it comes in for a ball. And on the top of the order with Ty Johnson. So that's three straight strikeouts for Shervana. The 1-0 and lower the zone, but misses inside for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Shervana, the kick, the wind, the fire, and sweeps the right part of the zone outside for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. The 2-1. And lower the strike zone. 3-1. A 3-1 count with one down. Setting in is Shivana. He'll step and fire and find the strike zone right down the pipe on a 79 mile per hour changeup. Count runs full. One down already here in the top of the fifth. A 3-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. Joseph Shivana. That's his fifth strikeout of the evening. Four straight strikeouts for him. He struck out Conniff, Hansen, Duffy, and Johnson. Logan Hugo grounded out twice. Grounded out to second and also to the pitcher, Shivana. He's allowed four hits and a run, but five strikeouts. Four of them in the past four batters. Two down. Shivana will look in. He'll step and serve and bounced out right side. 0-1. No balls, one strike with two down. Shivana fires a swing and a ground ball over towards the shortstop, and Gorman throws it on to first and away from the bag and did not tag him. Dieters did not tag him. And a costly error there for the Rafters, for the Dock Spiders, excuse me, as Dieters jumped away from the bag and then looks like he tagged Hugo, but the ball fell out of his glove. That leaves the door open for the Rafters. Brendan Bobo, a guy that you don't want to leave the door open for. Two for two today and both doubles. Bobo, as Hugo slides headfirst into the bag on a pickoff attempt. Bobo hit a ball in the center and also one into left. So definitely a guy that they've had their eye on, and they just cannot stop. A wild pitch goes behind Nolan, and Hugo will take second. So what seemingly like was a put out at first turned out to be an error, and then a wild pitch allows Hugo to get to second. So a runner in scoring position, Brendan Bobo, two for two today, both doubles. Ahead in the count, 1-0. Shivana fires way outside for a ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count. Shivana fires, and the ball goes way down below the zone on a fastball at 87, 3-0. They left the door open for Bobo. Way ahead in the count. Three straight balls, a 3-0. And goes on the upper edge of the zone. Inside, though, for a strike. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Shivana looks in, bends at the knees, stares over at second, fires a 3-1, and it goes away outside for ball number four. So Bobo will take first. He's been on base every time he's been at bat today. And this brings up Jack Gervich, who's also been at base every time he's been up at the plate. A one-run RBI single and was walked as well. Shavanna, 4 2/3 inning. Allowed 4 hits and a run. A swing and a ground ball over to Herrera at second. Flips it over to Gorman, which is in time as they get Bobo running out at second. So the Raptors still lead 1-0. We head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll step aside.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top, bottom of the fifth, Raptors lead 1-0 as a pitching change in store. Ryan Kaiser, out of the University of San Diego, we've seen him in a starting role, but coming in here in the bottom of the fifth, he's at a 1-2 record. He won versus the Dock Spiders back on June the 23rd. He went three innings, allowing two hits and a run, but had three strikeouts. So a 1-2 record with five games appeared in 14 innings of work, allowing 10 hits and six runs, but also 14 strikeouts for a 3.21 ERA. So heading into his redshirt junior season at the University of San Diego, and from Castaic, California. So stepping in is Peterson. Ryan Kaiser will look in. And a swing and a ball that goes up the middle. Hanson runs after it, dives for it, doesn't make it in time. And that rolls into center field, so a leadoff single for Peterson. His second of the day. So Seth Sweetchick flew out to center last time up. But Peterson already, he's 2-for-2. He stands at first. Raptors with a run in the top of the first. They've been held scoreless since. And the Knox Spiders, they haven't had a run. But each team with four hits now, as showing bunt and seeing a strike was Sweetchick. 0-1. So the Melbourne, Australia native, 0-1 count. A swing and a ball hit out right side, fouled away, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Each team with four hits. The Dock Spiders with an error. 0-2 count. Kaiser looks in. The 0-2 check swing up above the zone for a ball. 1-2. First base coach Joe Morris out there for the Dock Spiders, and field manager slash third base coach Douglas Coe out at third right now. The pickoff over at first and late to the tag was Gurevich. So Peterson stands at first. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. Seth Sweetchick strikes out, and that's the first strikeout of Kaiser's day. And this brings up Chad Herrera, grounded out to short last time up. So Herrera from Viterbo University batting in the nine spot as the pickoff over at first, and once again pushing Peterson back towards the bag. He stole second last time. He was on base, so he's got the big leadoff at first once again. Kaiser looks in. He'll step in fire, and a ground ball pulled right side. Fouled. 0-1. A low-scoring affair between these two teams right now. Each with four hits, but the all-important RBI single from Gurevich, which allowed Bobo to get home. As Kaiser really pushing Peterson towards the bag. No balls a strike. Herrera, the left-hander, sees the 0-1 and bounces it off of his right foot. And he thought about it was fair for a sec, but it comes in for a foul, 0-2. One down for the Rafters, bottom five. No balls, two strikes. Kaiser fires and pulled out left side. Staying alive in the count is Herrera. Peterson, responsible for two of the four hits, stands at first. 0-2 count. And he throws over at first. Gurevich wasn't able to tag him in time. Definitely the chemistry between Kaiser and Gurevich is there, given they're both out of the University of San Diego. And the 0-2, swinging a ground ball to Gurevich at first, throws it to second, back to Hansen at first, and a double play. What a play, a 3-6-3 double play for the Rafters. And their infield coming up big once again. We head to the top of the six. Rats lead 1-0. We head to the bottom. We head to the top of the six here on WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
T- Top of the sixth inning. Rafters lead 1-0 as Shivana back on the mound and throws a ball on Garrett Broussard, who's got a base hit and struck out swinging. He's 1-for-2 today. And Shivana delivers on a breaking ball at 79 and comes right down the plate. But what a play. The Rafters had given up a runner on first, and they got a double play, a swing and a ground ball over to the third baseman. Nowitzki scoops it up in the glove, throws a bullet at first, and it's in time for one down. But Gervich fielded in the glove, threw it over to Hanson for one out, and Hanson threw it back to Gervich for two outs. So a double play. This team in the infield, boy, they are spectacular. One down, Didowick will step in. Flew out to left, grounded out to first, and sees the first pitch. Has a ball, 1-0. Shivana will fire again. Didowick checks in and sees a strike, 1-1. 0-for-2 today. Shivana will fire. Didowick skies it. Left side pulling away. And unfortunately, the catcher Nolan and the third baseman Nowitzki weren't able to track it down. Fortunate for the Rafters. The 1-2 is the count. So Harrison Didowick went 2-for-5 in the College World Series with an RBI. Quite the difference of change of scenery for him. The 1-2, swinging a ground ball that goes up the middle and drops into center field. So Harrison Didowick will take first and giving him his second hit of the season. Rafters up to 5 hits now as Chris Conniff grounded out to the pitcher and then struck out as well. I was saying quite the change of scenery for Didowick, given playing in front of thousands and thousands of fans at the College World Series and then coming here to Herb Aker Field in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin to about 300-400 fans. So definitely a change in the middle of Wisconsin too. So Didowick has adjusted nicely though, getting his second hit. An 0-2 count though. Conniff down with one down. No balls, two strikes. One down. Shivana will look in. He'll bend at the knee. Look over at first. Didowick stands with a big leadoff. The 0-2 and a curveball low at 80. One ball, two strikes. And the pickoff over at first, and Dieter saying he got Didowick. As if you look at Didowick's jersey now, it is covered in dirt. 1-2. And then once again, throwing it at first, Didowick getting back to the bag. He's stolen one base this year in his first game against Lakeshore, where he got a run in at that game. 1-2 count. Shivana fires a swing and a ball, lifted out, sliced on the left field side, running after it is Strickler for the second out. So Luke Hanson, the other Virginia Cavalier, who grounded out to the pitcher and struck out as well. 0-for-2 with two down. Top six here at Herb Aker Field. The Rafters with a run in the top of the first. That's been the difference so far. Jack Gervich, an RBI single, as they swing in a ground ball over to the third baseman, Nowitzki, and dumps it on the second to Herrera for the third out. So the Rafters still lead 1-0. Fond du Lac is holding tight. We head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 91. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Herbaker Field. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Raptors lead 1-0. Connor Cooney will lead off as Kizer delivers in on a strike, 0-1. Cooney 1-for-2 today with a base hit, and he grounded out to first. An RBI single from Gervich, which sent Bobo home from second as the ball lifted out left side, pulled away, 0-2. But if you look at, you know, the standings and what's going on in the Northwoods League, the Raptors, they just have to win out. They have to win today and tomorrow. And surely, as it stands, they'll be first in the Great Lakes West Division. A swing and a ground ball over to Kizer, reaches out to his left and speeds over to first, in for the first out. As soon as he caught that ball, he really just ran at first. He didn't walk over and lift the ball. He literally took a dead sprint to first and tagged it in time. But, you know, that's what you need to do. Travis Strickler will step in. Flew out to center, grounded out to first as well. He's 0-for-2. Ryan Kizer. Set delivers. Fouled left side. 0-1. Raptors have given up four hits, but today the Oxbiters have not had a runner reach third. 0-1 count, one down. The 0-1 way low of the zone. In four ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 missed low. In for a strike. And 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2. And jammed out above the dugout for the Knoxbiners. In for a foul. One and two count. Kizer will look in. He'll kick, step, fire. And it comes inside of the zone. Pushes in on an 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball that goes to past the first baseman in Gervich. Underneath his glove. Running into second is Strickler. And he'll slide cleat first into second. And stands there now. So Gervich wasn't able to field that. A little bit frustrated with himself as it took a weird bounce. So Strickler will take second. Teddy Dieters with a base hit today is due up. That's the fifth hit in the game for the Knoxbiters. They're even on hits at five apiece with the Raptors. So Kizer with one down will come set He'll step and fire. A swing and a line drive. Johnson running after it and makes the catch. Whips it over to Connor for a double play. Strickler wasn't able to get back in time. And a double play for the Rafters. An 8-4 double play.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, Alex Duffy, who grounded out to second and struck out swinging, is due up. So the Rafters in 9-1-2 here in the batting order. But an unbelievable play there from Johnson. Caught a line drive into center field and threw a dart over to Konev at second because Strickler thought about going three because the ball looked good for a second. I thought it was going to drop in front of Johnson. But the 1-0-1, Duffy swinging a miss inside. 1-1. So Joseph Chavanna, nearing his 84th pitch, has allowed five hits and a run with five strikeouts and two walks. A 1-1 count. Duffy swings and skies a ball into right field, and reaching out, making the catch under it is Peterson for one down. Good contact there from Duffy, but one down. So Ty Johnson, 0 for 3 today. We rarely see him with this many at-bats with three without a hit. He's always seeming like he's getting a hit, but right now he's flown out, grounded out, and struck out. And he shows bunt, pulls it away. And it comes in for a ball. One down. Chavanna will fire. Johnson pulls it away left side. 0-1. Excuse me, 1-1. Yeah, one ball, one strike. Chavanna will lift to the leg. He'll step and fire as a swing and a line drive that drops before Strickler can get to it. Johnson rounding first, a throw from Strickler. And to Herrera at second, so Johnson retreats back to the bag at first. So Logan Hugo will step in. Yeah, Johnson knew he wasn't going to be quiet for long. He got a base hit. Hugo, on the other hand, has grounded out to second, grounded out to the pitcher, and he's got to first off of an error from the first baseman. The only error of the game for the Dockspiders. Low scoring affair here. One down. Chavanna will set in fire. Hugo pops it away on a moonshot. Fouled right side. 0-1. Dockspiders two away here on the top of the seventh. And the checkoff over in first. Johnson sliding into the bag. Rafters up to six hits now. The 0-1. A swing and a ball pulled out into right side, into the right center field gap. Johnson rounding second, heading for third. And now the runners on first and third. Back-to-back hits from Johnson and Hugo. So now Brendan Bobo is due up. Got to base every time he's been at bat today. As Douglas Coe, meeting out with Shivana, has had 89 pitches. Perhaps his day could be done. There's five strikeouts he's had. He's allowed seven hits and a run. But the Rafters on the verge of adding to their lead, which would provide them some much-needed comfort, given it's only a 1-0 lead. So Coe having a word with his infield and Shivana on the mound right now. Orlando Rodriguez, third base coach for the Rafters, talking with Johnston, and then the first base coach, Josh Nikoloff, having a word with Hugo. So it looks like Shivana, his day will not be done. He'll stay on the mound, nearing his 90th pitch of the afternoon. Brendan Bobo doubled twice and also with a base hit. And a Cal State Fullerton, a Northwoods League All-Star last season with 61 hits, 56 RBIs. Batted a 298, and the first offering comes in low. In for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Shivana fires a swing and a ball into the first baseman. Throw back to second is not in time. Johnson gets home. And that goes behind in the left field. Hugo gets to third. And the Rafters double their lead. They lead 2-0 now. So Teddy Dieters threw it over to second. Herrera could not make the catch. Jack Gervich will step in. So
sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So after a quick break, bottom of the seventh we go. So a run for the Rafters in the top of the seventh. It was back-to-back hits from Johnson and Hugo. Brendan Bobo was due up. He grounded out to first. And the first baseman, Teddy Dieters, stepped on the bag. He threw it at second to Gorman, and it went over his head. That would have been a double play, which would have not allowed the run to score. But since then, it was an error, which gave the go-ahead. And Johnson did get the second run. So much needed for the Rafters in a close game here, in a tight-knit affair. Wisconsin Rapids, a much-needed run. So now all they have to do is just continue to play well on the defensive side. They've given up five hits. Ryan Kaiser on the mound with one strikeout, 19 pitches, has allowed two hits. So Parker Nolan The catcher 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. He's popped out to third last time up. It was Broussard who made that heroic play as he dove and made the catch on a flyout near the dugout of Fond du Lac. Kizer sets in and throws on a ball 1-0. One-out count. Looking in is Kizer. A swing and a ground ball that Broussard runs after. Throws it across his body. Does he get it in time? What a play. Garrett Broussard, how about it? Douglas Coe, manager for the Dock Spiders, definitely said some words to Broussard. And went away from his body, threw it all the way across, and got the out. One down. That's what Broussard can do. Such a dynamic infielder. As Luke Nowitzki, 0 for 2 today, grounded out to short twice. Kizer will look in and serve on a breaking ball, the 0-1. And it comes in for a strike, 0-2. 0-2 count, one down. Kizer fires and pulled away outside, 0-2. But bottom seven, Rafters 2-0 lead. Kizer looks, he'll set, and a changeup low at 74. Hits the dirt for a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball. It goes to the first baseman in Gervich. Meeting him at the bag is Kizer, and that flips behind him. So an error there from the Rafters. Gervich to Kizer. Their chemistry was not there, so now a runner at first. As Nowitzki gets to first, Gorman is due up. Who's also 0 for 2 today. So the first error of the game belongs to Gervich, but nonetheless has played a great game, just was a little frustrated with himself after that. The Rafters two away here in the bottom of the seventh. Kizer fires, fouled left side, 0-1. No balls a strike. One down. Kizer will set. The 0-1. And bounced in the dirt. For a ball. 1-1. So the tying run at the plate with Gorman. Rafters lead 2-0. A run in the first and then a run here in the top half of the inning in the seventh. Kizer throws it first, and getting back towards the bag was Nowitzki. One ball, one strike. Kizer steps and fires on a changeup right down the plate at 78. 1-2. So Kizer already with one strikeout. Nearing his second of this afternoon. He'll set and deliver the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball over to Broussard at third. Throws it to Conniff at second. The throwback to first to Gervich. And another double play. Once again, this infield just coming up huge. A 5-4-3 double play. We head to the top of the eighth inning. Rafters lead 2-0.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running.
As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, as a pitcher, a new one for the Noxbiters, Cade Walker. We'll step in the left-hander. So Walker, it's his turn to step on the mound, take over the pitching duties at Acuesta College and from Chicago, Illinois. The tall 6'4 left-hander heading into his junior season has one save in 10 games appeared, 14 innings of work, allowing 12 hits and 9 runs, also 17 strikeouts for a 5.14 ERA. He appeared against the Raptors back on June the 23rd, where he hit 4 strikeouts and allowed a hit. So leading the charge on the infield was Garrett Broussard. He's due up here in the top of the eighth. We'll lead off. Walker will fire out and away on a fastball at 86. 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Walker again and finds in on a curveball and sweeps the right part of the zone in for a strike. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. The 2-1 swing and a bouncer over to the third baseman, and Nowitzki lifts it over to first to Dieters for one down. So Harrison Didowick, 1-for-3. With a base hit last time. One down, top of the eighth. Walker fires up on a curve, and it comes right down low on a 73-mile-per-hour ball. In four strike, 0-1. The 0-1. And curving it again. This time, it's right of the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Walker, the high lift of the leg, and throws it right into the back of Didowick. He'll take first. This puts a runner on. So Conniff, the left-hander, 0-for-3 with a strikeout. It's also rare to not see him get without a hit. There was one point in the season where he was 9 hits on 16 at-bats. Batting over a 500. Walker fires and a steal from Didowick. The throw from Nolan at second. And getting in time is Didowick. So another stolen base attempt, and it comes out successful. One down, a 1-0 count. Walker looks in. He'll step and fire, and a breaking ball that shifts way in and finds the inside of the strike zone, 1-1. Walker's got a nasty curveball. So he'll look. He'll step. The left-hander fires and missed down low on a wild pitch, though, that goes behind Nolan. Didowick will take third. One down. And now the Rafters have a chance to once again add to their lead. Only a 2-0 lead, though. Definitely not safe. Especially in baseball and especially in the Northwoods League. So many dramatic shifts in games. Momentum changes. We've seen it happen to the Rafters. The 1-2. Just low and outside. 2-2. We've seen it happen on where they've come back. And we've also seen it where they've given up leads. You know, take it back to Traverse City a couple days ago, where they were up 4-0 in the ninth inning. A swing and a bouncer that goes to the first baseman in Dieters. Scoops it up, runs over to first, and tags it in time before Conniff can get there. But Didowick remains at third. So Luke Hansen, the shortstop, who struck out 0-for-3 today. Hansen, the right-hander, who's been a part of a lot of double plays and has just a great infielder, great athlete. Walker fires and throws down low for a ball, 1-0. Walker kicks, fires, and throws it outside for a ball, 2-0. So Joseph Chivano went 7 innings, 94 pitches, allowing 7 hits and 2 runs, and also 6 strikeouts. So gave up a decent amount of hits, but 6 strikeouts as well. And the 2-0, once again, outside of the strike zone on the right edge for the third ball. So 3 straight balls. Rafters went 2 outs, but Didowick's at third, the 3-0. And in the zone for a strike, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Two down. Walker the high step. And swinging to miss. Hansen on the inside on a slider at 83. So after 3 straight balls, 2 straight strikes, the count runs full with 2 down. Top of the 8th. Walker steps, fires, and Hansen pulls it out right side, out of play, and staying alive. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. And a swing and a miss low for Hansen. As he strikes out, that's the first of Walker's day. As we head to the bottom of the 8th, Rafters lead 2-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Jack Peterson leads off and shows bunt, sees a strike, but he's 2-for-2 today. He's been a bright spot on the offensive end for the Knox Spiders, responsible of two of their five hits. So the right fielder down in the count 0-1, Kaiser on the mound with a strikeout and serves in down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Kaiser will set. He'll step and fire. And Peterson swings and misses. A ball pushed in. 1-2. One and two count. The 1-2, Peterson grounds it out right side and pulled away once again. One and two. Kaiser steps, fires, and Peterson swing and a miss. Strike three. So Kaiser's second strikeout of the afternoon. And that puts one down here in the bottom of the eighth. Seth Sweetchick, the DH. One strikeout on two at-bats. This defense for the Rafters has been stellar. They gave up three runs in game one against Madison. And then last night they shut them out 3-0. And then today they're shutting out the Knox Spiders as of now 2-0. A 1-0 count. 1-0. Out for a ball 2-0. One down, Kaiser. Ahead in the count, 2-0. The 2-0, Sweetchick fouls it back. Sees a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Kaiser will step, fire, and a ball skied up into the air as the first baseman Gervich comes out and makes an easy catch for two down. So Chad Herrera batting in the nine hole. And a guy that's been 0-for-2 today. He's grounded out to short. He's grounded out to first. And sees the first offering in for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. The 0-1. And a swing and a miss fouled into the glove of Duffy. But it comes in for a strike. So the Rafters have an opportunity to have a 3-up and 3-down inning. Here with one more strike. The 0-2. Inside of the zone, Zuffy. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two down. Firing in is Kaiser. That ball lifted out left side and pulls away. That was a fastball that came in at 92. So one ball, two strikes. In two outs. And a ball fouled left side. 1-2. So two down here, bottom eight. Kaiser will step in fire on a changeup, swinging a bouncer that goes to Broussard at third, charges it, throws it across his body in time to Gurvich. So once again, Garrett Broussard making it happen.
You have been listening to...
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the ninth we go as a pinch hitter coming in for Duffy, Jorge Degatti, a prolific hitter for the Rafters out of Miami, Florida, and an Indiana Hoosier. So Degatti batting a .294, 14 games appeared in with 51 at-bats as he swings and grounds a ball over to Nowitzki at third and lifts a bullet at first for one down. On top of the order, Ty Johnson will step in 1-for-4 with a run, and he also struck out. He was 0-for-3, and you felt like Johnson, when he sees 4 or 5 at-bats in a game, he's at least going to get a hit. Statistically, he's been showing that. As Walker throws in on a slider at 72 that paints the left edge of the zone in for a strike, 0-1. Walker, the high lift of the leg, and a swing and a ground ball over to the second baseman in Herrera and throws it down to first for two down. So two quick outs. And this brings up Logan Hugo, 1-for-4. Hugo also got a base hit last time up. He's reached first base twice today. On his third plate appearance, he got on base off of an error from the first baseman in Dieters, and it fouled backside, 0-1. Oh and one count with two down. Walker looks in. He'll step and serve on a slider and comes right down the plate for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hugo went after it, but a drop third strike from Nolan and throws it at first for the third out. So the Rafters lead 2-0. We head to the bottom of the ninth. They have three more outs in them to seal their fourth victory in a row and their 20th overall. Find out next here on WFHR.
You have been listening to...
Every day people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals.
Devils, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The Devils Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife once